And this is VPR News. Good afternoon. I'm Alex Keefe. I think it's pretty safe to say it's been a good week for Senator Bernie Sanders. Let's do it by the numbers. 10,000 is how many supporters the Democratic presidential candidate drew to a rally in Wisconsin last night. $15 million, as in dollars, is what his campaign says he's raised in the second quarter. And 19 is the number of points by which a new poll has him trailing Hillary Clinton in Iowa. 7 Days political editor Paul Hines has been following the Sanders campaign around the Midwest, and he has pulled over to the side of the road, Paul, somewhere in Iowa, to give us an update. Where exactly are you?
That's right. I'm outside an abandoned Greyhound racing track in Waterloo, Iowa.
Obviously.
On my way from last night's rally in Madison, Wisconsin.
Let's talk about that. 10,000 people at last night's event. What's been the mood at the Sanders campaign stops you've been at?
Well, last night's rally was simply electric. Bernie Sanders came out on stage, and almost every seat was full in this 10,000-person arena, which typically hosts hockey games, basketball games. He came out, he said, quite a lot of people there, and there were. They were very excited about him, chanting his name, chanting Feel the Burn, which is one of the new slogans of his campaign. So definitely it was a very excited audience.
We also just got news this afternoon from the Sanders campaign that it raised about $15 million in the second quarter, the vast majority from very, very small donors. Help us understand what this means for the Sanders campaign.
Well, this comes a day after Hillary Clinton announced that she had raised $45 million, which is a record for early campaign fundraising. This is certainly what Sanders raised is only about a third of that. But what they're doing is a very different style of fundraising. Clinton said that she had headlined 58 fundraisers in 18 states. She's really spent the last 3 months raising money, whereas Senator Sanders has been working the room in Iowa and New Hampshire at these rallies around the country. And he hasn't really held that many fundraisers. The vast majority of this money that he raised came through his website. And the vast majority of the contributions, his campaign says, were quite small. Some 250,000 people donated, and the average donation, the campaign said, was about $33. And so what that means is that while many of the big donors to the Clinton campaign may have already maxed out, given the maximum contribution, it's quite likely that Senator Sanders can go back and raise more money from these smaller donors.
I mentioned today's Quinnipiac University poll at the top that has Sanders gaining on Hillary Clinton in Iowa. Should we in the media still be calling him an underdog? Should this still be a long-shot candidacy?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, I think what the polling indicates is something that most people expected, which is that Hillary Clinton's very strong early support would soften at a certain point when an alternative came up in the polls. I think what's a little bit surprising is that it's Bernie Sanders and not a more mainstream candidate, I guess, like Martin O'Malley, the former governor of Maryland. But what we're seeing here, both in early state polls of Iowa and New Hampshire, is that he's closing that lead. In the national poll that I saw today, he's gaining there, too. He's got 14% nationally. So he's getting support in places where he hasn't campaigned. But I think it's worth keeping in mind that it's early yet. The caucuses and primary in New Hampshire and Iowa aren't until next January and February. And we've seen other candidates surge in the polls early on, only to drop off later on. You can think back to 2012 and the Republican primary, when everyone from, Herman Cain to Michelle Bachmann had their moments. So it's unclear at the moment whether Bernie Sanders' momentum will last, but he certainly has it right now.
We've been talking with Paul Hines. He's the political editor for 7 Days out of Burlington. He's been following Bernie Sanders on the campaign trail in the Midwest, and you can follow all of his Sanders coverage at BernieBeat.com. Paul, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me. Got to get back on the road.